I just have to say, some of you are sitting in different areas of the sanctuary than normal. That really throws the pastor off, just to let you know. You're not where you're supposed to be. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you say, where two or three are gathered, there you are also. Lord, we know your presence is here and your presence is in our midst this day. We think back, Lord, to the prayers of King Solomon when he first dedicated the temple, acknowledging that even though this temple was built by human hands, it could not contain you. But yet, Lord, you still chose to dwell there. You still choose to dwell here. And so, Lord, we rejoice that you are present here in the meal, that you are present here in your word, that you might do your work among us in our hearts, in our minds, and in our souls. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, it's quite impossible to have a relationship with somebody who you will never see nor ever speak with. You just can't have a relationship when no one is there to see and no one is there to talk with. Now, you can have a relationship with someone who's not present, but who does speak with you, and you communicate, and you talk back and forth. Think to many of the great letters written during World War II from soldiers back home to spouses or family members, and you will see there that these words were so powerful. In some cases, these letters and words exchanged overseas, sometimes they were the very beginning of a relationship that would lead to one day getting married. Sometimes these words exchanged in letters sent overseas sustained the relationship, gave either one of them hope and promise as they heard the one whom they love writing to them. And sadly, on other occasions, words exchanged overseas ended the relationship. Words can begin, words can sustain, and words can end a relationship. So today I was led to think, as we hear from Hebrews chapter 5, we get, as Pastor Bray said, this Old Testament image of a high priest. It led me to very much ask the question, is there a big difference in how God interacted with his people then and the way he interacts with us today? Today you very often hear about a personal, private relationship with God. And I began to wonder, is that the way that people in the Old Testament would describe their relationship with God? Personal and private. Well, let's look at the scriptures. We'll do a quick kind of run through from the beginning. Yes, there was the time when Adam and Eve walked with God in the garden, and in the garden God spoke with Adam and Eve. That was indeed a very personal relationship. There was a time when God spoke directly to Cain and warned him about his anger, and that if it didn't get checked, that it might lead to something horrific. God spoke, Cain ignored, and it resulted in the murder of his brother Abel. Wickedness increased on the earth, and God would speak personally and privately with his servant Noah. God would one day speak with his servant Abraham. God would also speak personally and directly to his servant Moses, who's described as being a friend of God. But here's where things begin to really change. The way by which God spoke personally and privately to Moses was not the way that God spoke and interacted with the whole people of Israel. What we mean to see is that they were more the exception than the rule. And the pattern we would often see is that God would choose his people, whether prophets, judges, select kings, or priests, and he would speak a word to them, and they would speak a word to God's people. In Hebrews 5:1, you hear about the priest. The high priest was there so that he might interact with God on behalf of the people. If we go back to Mount Sinai, and you remember the smoke and the lightning and the thunder that covered Sinai. In Exodus 24, the Lord invites up Moses. Nadab, I think is his name. Abihu and the other 70 elders, and God says something very specific. Only these I have called are to come up, but the only one who is to come near me to speak with me is Moses. Not any of the people below or not any of those elders who were up on the mountain with Moses. Moses was the spokesperson. He was the one who intercede on behalf of the people with God. God speaks a word to him. He speaks that word to God's people. And as we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, it's not very long in that relationship before the Lord says to Moses, they're your people, and Moses says, no, they're your people, and nobody wants the people. But this is how God did it. He made Aaron his priest, the first high priest, if you will. And the high priest had a unique job that was indeed different than the other priests. And we hear that also in the writing from Hebrews chapter 5. The high priest would enter into the Holy of Holies, where the presence of God was, and he would first make a sacrifice for his own sins, and then he would offer a sacrifice on behalf of the people. And he did that on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, every single year. Annually, this was a sacrifice repeated over and over again. And no one but the high priest went in to the Holy of Holies. If you were to say, hey, you know what? Well, I have a special relationship with God. I'm going in there. You can't just keep that to the high priest. You would have been smited just like Uzzah was smited when he touched the ark to try to steady it. Killed right on the spot. There was one intercessor, and it was the high priest. And Hebrews says, no high priest ever selected himself and made himself the high priest. He was always chosen by God. Now we have the person of Jesus Christ, the high priest, God says. The one who is an exception to all of those who came before him, because he is not only man and God, he is without sin and intercedes on behalf of the people and does not need to offer some sacrifice for himself, for he is without blemish, perfect and sinless. And he will not offer any goat, lamb, or pigeon, or any of those sacrifices for your forgiveness. he will offer himself as the Lamb without blemish. It won't be the blood of an animal. It will be the blood of Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man. Hebrews 5 says, and he was chosen by the Father just as all those other high priests were chosen. He didn't select himself, but he was sent by the Father. And you notice, remember on Good Friday when the curtain is torn in the temple. What did that curtain separate people from in the temple? The holy of what? Holies. That curtain is torn. Now, it is not a place just for the high priest, because our high priest has ascended, but now it is a place where our high priest comes down in this meal to offer his very real presence, body and blood, for the forgiveness of sins and for the strengthening of our faith. Do we, like our Old Testament ancestors, do we still need a mediator between us and God the Father? And the answer is yes. And the scriptures tell us, as Paul tells Timothy, that mediator between you and God the Father is the person of Jesus Christ. There is no other mediator between you and the Father except the Son. And apart from the Son's sacrifice and resurrection, you have no Father in heaven. But because of it, you do. And without the Spirit, you don't have that which Christ has done for you. So how does God interact with us? What is our personal experience? He continues to speak to us through the revealed Word of God. He continues to visit individuals in baptism for salvation. He continues to visit individuals in this meal and as a family together for the forgiveness of sins. And we, as a result, offer our praise and prayers to Him. But brothers and sisters, never separate your prayers from His revealed Word. Prayer and the Word go together like a glove and a hand. Don't separate them. You'll get real wonky if you do. When God speaks to you and He answers prayer, He tells us to always test it against what He has preserved in His Word. And if you have heard a word that cannot be substantiated in His Word, then I would encourage you to dismiss that word. This is the way God has given you and I protection and guardrails, that we might discern with the Spirit's help that which is spoken and that which is said with His Word. Trust me, lots of people might tell you, the Lord gave me a word. Now, if they say, the word He gave me is, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, I'd say, well, good, that's also in the Gospel of John. But if somebody says some word that cannot be authenticated, with Scripture, we dismiss it. And this is one of the great gifts of having the Holy Spirit indwelling in us, is that He will lead us in that journey. And thanks to Him, we have a Savior. And thanks to the Savior, for we have a Father. Amen. Amen. We pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, it is clear that You have chosen and determined how You would interact with us, how You would save us, how You would walk in our midst through Your word and sacrament. Lord, You are not silent, but You continue to speak. And You continue to speak to us individually through this word. And we can now approach You, Father, and speak to You because of Jesus Christ, who is and remains our High Priest, the only mediator between us and You. And praise the Holy Spirit that we can now speak directly to Jesus, that we can receive His real presence in the bread and the wine directly now in this broken world. You come and You visit us to forgive, to strengthen, and renew. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.